Hi, folks. Today, we're going to be focusing first a little bit on advocating with gentleness and respect, and then we're going to go into a couple of updates on AB 727 and AB 495. So let's get into it.
Welcome to The Frontline with FPM, where we talk about California politics, homeschool freedom, parental rights, and the family. I'm your host, Nathan Pierce, and thanks for joining us today. Let's jump right in and see what's going on here on The Frontline.
All right, so I want to start with focusing a little bit on advocacy and how we how our attitudes are in advocating with gentleness and respect. And that's straight out of 1 Peter 3:15, 16, where Peter tells us to always be ready to give a reason for the hope that we have, but to do it with gentleness and respect. Now, let's be honest. That's tough in today's world. We live in a culture that thrives on outrageous statements, division, polarization, politics. Everybody can be at each other's throats at a drop of a hat when some topic comes up. But if you've spent 5 minutes scrolling through social media, you know what I'm talking about. People aren't just disagreeing, they're shouting at each other. So when Scripture tells us to be ready to defend our hope, but to do it with humility, it really cuts against the grain of our culture. Here's the thing. Gentleness isn't weakness. It's strength under control. Think about Jesus. He had all the authority in the universe, but when he stood before Pilate, he didn't rage or lash out. He answered calmly. And even when hanging on the cross, he prayed forgiveness over the people that put him there, the very same people. That's real strength. Paul picked up on this same thing. He told Timothy that the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind, correcting their opponents with gentleness. That doesn't mean watering down truth or avoiding the hard stuff. It means delivering truth in a way that invites people in to actually hear it instead of shutting them down in defensiveness. And here's why it matters. When we advocate with gentleness, we protect our witness. If we are calm and respectful when others expect us to be combative, it can be disarming to them. People might not agree with us, but they'll see something different in us when we have that attitude of love in our hearts and our attitudes. When we come to them to have these conversations with a Christ-like attitude, with a loving heart, then that reflects Christ. So maybe that's the challenge for us today, that let's be known not just for what we believe, but how we communicate it. Firm in truth, but soft in tone. That's the way of Jesus, and it's the way that opens hearts. So today, God, please help us to be winsome and courageous in what we say, but gentle in how we say it. All right, let's get into these legislative updates. I appreciate these verses from 1 Peter because it really has helped me a lot in the last couple weeks, especially. Let's start with AB 495. AB 495 has passed out of the Senate Appropriations Committee. It was in the suspense file. You remember they had the suspense file hearing. They announced that it passed out with amendments. Those amendments are not significant, really, except that they make it easier for if a court sues over what's in this new law. If somebody sues and a court decides that a piece of this new law is unconstitutional, then it's easier for them to say, well, okay, so that phrase is unconstitutional. So we'll take that phrase out, but we'll leave the whole rest of the bill intact. That's called a severability clause. And that's what they just added into AB 495 in the last amendment. That last amendment was passed through, it was adopted on the 2nd, so just yesterday, the 2nd of September, it was read the second time and ordered to the third reading. That just means that the second reading is when a amendment goes through, it is adopted, the new language is adopted. That's what happens when the second reading takes place. The second reading is just announcing that a bill has been amended, and then it's put on the third reading file. That third reading file is the final vote in the Senate. So AB 495 is now in the position of being, it's in the 30 reading file. It's waiting for its turn to be voted on. We don't know exactly when it will be voted on. It's currently on the third reading file. Today, it was on the third reading file as item 307. Yesterday, it was on the third reading file as item 370. So it is closer to the top, but still not quite at the top yet because there's so many bills ahead of it on the third reading file. Okay, so AB 495 is sitting in that third reading file in the Senate. That means the Senate has to vote, which means that it's an opportunity for this bill to potentially die or even get amended still. So if AB 495, if you oppose this bill, which is, this is, remember, the Family Preparedness Plan Act of 2025. It's the one where somebody could fill out an affidavit form and take responsibility for a child saying that the parents aren't available. And so I'm taking charge of this child. And as long as they can fill that form out and give it to somebody, and that gives them authorization to do it. They're not supposed to lie on that form, and they could even go to jail if they lied on the form. But nevertheless, that's something that could be found out later. But the form still has the weight of the law behind it. So it's very concerning. And so that's AB 495. So there is still a chance for you to call your state senator, California state senator, and ask them to oppose AB 495 because it's a threat to parental rights. It's a threat to the family, and it undermines the family structure in our state. So ask them, please vote no on AB 495 because it undermines the authority structure of the family in California. Moving on to AB 727. AB 727 is the ID card bill that we have talked about a number of times. And that bill has also passed out of the Senate Appropriations Committee. And let's see, it is now also on the third reading file. It is a little bit ahead of AB 495. It's item 224 in the California State Senate third reading file. And so AB 727, that ID card bill, is also up for a vote for the whole Senate, which means that it has potential to also be voted down or killed. So I would encourage you to call your state senator on that bill as well. That's AB 727. It's the pupil and student safety bill, identification cards, and encourage your legislator, please vote no on AB 727 because it undermines the structure of the family and puts a state-approved ideology promoted on student ID cards. And it's dangerous to the relationships between children and their parents. All right, so that's AB 727 and AB 495. Again, AB 495 and AB 727 are still waiting their final vote in the California State Senate. And that could happen in the next couple of days. It's certainly going to happen in between now and next Friday. That sometime between now and next Friday is its last chance to get out this month, and then they're going to be taking a break until December. And so we will be seeing a significant a decrease in legislative activity over the next months, and we just ask for your prayers for not only the legislators in these next eight days or so as they continue to work through lots of legislation. They're definitely going through a lot of bills. I mean, you saw these numbers. We've got item number 224 for AB 727, and that means that there's 223 bills in front of it on the list to be voted. AB 495 is 307 still. So there's hundreds of bills sitting on their list right now to go through and vote, to discuss, to argue, and then vote on these bills. So be praying for our legislators. They've got a huge pile of bills on their plate. Many of these bills the legislators have never heard of before. They're going to be new, and they're going to be trying to vote on things they're not familiar with. They need wisdom. They need wisdom. They need courage to stand up to do what's right. Some legislators need courage to speak up for the truth. And I just would ask that you would pray for them, that they would have wisdom, that AB 495 and AB 727 would die, and that other bad bills would die. And I just also would ask that you would pray for us, that we'd be able to stay on top of things, that we would have the the connections and the communication with legislators and their staff that would be helpful. And I just pray that you would find this information helpful and that many people would be calling into their California state senators and ask them to vote no on these two bills, AB 727 and AB 495. So with that, have a great rest of your week and have a good weekend. We'll continue to be working here at the state capitol as things are very busy and the hours are long right now as the deadlines are approaching next week. The floor sessions are very long, and so we just ask for your prayers for our staff and for our organization, for our finances, that you would consider giving to FPM if the work that we find, that work that we do, is helpful to you. If you appreciate it, consider donating to our work and share about our work with your friends. Like our videos and share our information with as many people as you can. And really consider how you can share that information with people that you think would be helpful to not only donate to the ministry or support us in some way, but also take action by making those phone calls to state senators. Think of somebody that you can share that with today, because that can make a big difference. When everybody shares with one other person, that doubles our impact, and we'd really appreciate your help in doing that. So it makes all the difference. Share our information with your friends. Encourage others to make phone calls and support FPM, and we'll see you again next time. Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Frontline with FPM. For more information about the topics we discuss here, check out Family Protection Ministries at fpmca.org and subscribe to our channel.